As nice as audio mediums are, as are visual, but our arts, I guess our arts industry took a little bit of a hit this year with thanks to You Know What, but the ambition to collect and build a fantastical exhibition out of and about projects that more or less became tough to do, maybe even impossible, had been bubbling through our next guest's head for some time. To record every project disrupted, reorientated, obliterated, and that alike by the pandemic was, of course, in itself pretty tough going, maybe even an impossible task, you might say. Joining the Daily now to discuss the impossible project is its creator, Anna Treglone. Anna, how's it going? Thanks for making the time.
Yeah, good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
No, my pleasure. So I guess what's kind of some context behind this impossible project and kind of what motivated you to get it to its point now?
Yeah, well, it was actually a project which I'd started before the shocks of 2020.
I see.
And it was an idea for a installation work which collected creative projects which had become impossible for any reason, whether it was kind of financial or just life getting in the way, whether it was, you know, politically ill-timed, bias or prejudice stopping the artists getting it done. So that was it. That was an idea which I had started in 2019.
Cool.
And was planning on working on, actually around about April, I had some time put aside to focus on working on that project. And then, of course, that idea, particularly as an immersive installation, simultaneous with works all over the country and all over the world, became impossible.
How meta.
It was incredibly meta. It kind of felt simultaneously shocking and prescient. And for a little while, I was not quite sure how to proceed. But then I really started to feel that it really was essential that somebody kind of collected all of these works, which, had been cancelled or off the stages and out of the galleries. But they were also just disappearing, many of them disappearing really quickly from the public consciousness, that, you know, being there was this sudden influx of online work. So those works were being written over, you know, on websites and literally disappearing. As something to look back on in a few years' time, because I think it's unprecedented, a word used a lot.
Yep.
But it is that, but important that we do record this moment. But also to kind of celebrate the creative work that had gone into these projects so far. Some of them were complete all but having the audience being able to come in and see them. So to record that and let people know about them, to spread the word about them, and to celebrate the ingenuity and creativity of artists who sort of largely and unfortunately were greatly silenced over the course of this year.
How do you go about, like, it's a collation of works, a collection of works. Are they all what would have been installations initially, or is there less tangible pieces there? And then, I guess, as a follow-up, how do you possibly kind of meld these together so it creates kind of anything that doesn't reflect absolute chaos? Like, that must have been very tough in itself.
It was very tough. So, firstly, we purposely reached out really broadly to as many different art forms as we could find and get contact with. So we did research, you know, very quickly. We knew that it was an impossible task, that we could never collect everything which had been disrupted. But, you know, there's ballets in there, there's sound installations, there's a lot of live performance because that was halted in the most notable way, I guess. But there's more traditional theatrical forms, through to more experimental performance forms, and then visual arts, some film work. So we were really broad, and we tried to talk to people all over Australia as well. And then putting it together was really interesting. So it has, I don't normally work online, I normally work in 3D in the real world.
Yep.
But it was really interesting to then use the online medium and the website essentially, but use that as a creative medium and try and capture something of this year. So to an extent, the interface is a little bit like the chaos of this year.
Yep.
The works, you can find the works. We've got the, you know, on the website itself, there's something like 180 works, but there's 50 works where we spoke with the artists and we collected more information about the work. And then there's another 20 works where we spent more time of the artist and attempted to do sketches of the project. And also we commissioned about 10 artists to come up with their own impossible task and to attempt that impossible task and send us the documentation of it. So for the visitors to the website, there's a little bit of a hunt which goes on. It's not particularly difficult, but the feeling of this year and the way that things are hard to find and you need to sort of search to discover them is embedded in the website.
Sounds good. Fingers crossed there might be even be an element where it's kind of phoenix out of the fire, then some of these works might get up and going, or I suppose I don't have all the context and such, but at least they get the appreciation that they would have deserved otherwise had they been able to be completed. But you mentioned kind of the website there a couple of times. If a listener wanted to go and check it out, where should they head?
They should head to theimpossibleproject.com.au. Don't forget the AU on the end.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning,
Anna. My pleasure.
All right, I appreciate your time and all the best with it going forward.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. That was Anna Treglone talking about the Impossible Project, an initiative that sets out to record every project disrupted, reorientated, obliterated, this, that, and the like, both prior to the pandemic, but it's especially apt now. As Anna just said, head to theimpossibleproject.com.au to go and check it out.